हरे कृष्णा। स्लो डाउन टू राइज अप। इन मटीरियल लाइफ और फॉर एग्जाम्पल व्हेन अ प्लेन इज फ्लाइंग, सो एट दैट टाइम अ प्लेन टू फ्लाई इट रिक्वायर्स, इट स्टार्ट्स मूविंग व्हेन इट इज एट रेस्ट, देन इट मूव्स फास्टर 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 एंड देन व्हेन इट इज एक्वायर्ड एडिक्वेट स्पीड एट दैट टाइम इट टेक्स ऑफ, it leaves the ground and shoots off streaks into the sky, and its successful takeoff depends on its having acquired enough speed. So it has to speed up to rise up. However, in our spiritual growth, if we want to take off for our spiritual existence, then at that time we need to not just we need to not speed up, but we need to slow down. Slow down to take off, to rise up. Why is that? Because in one sense, when a plane is flying, the plane takes the same momentum which it has acquired through its accelerated motion on the ground. It uses the same axial momentum to rise upwards towards into the sky. So because the sky and the earth are essentially operating according to the same basic laws, and the same laws of mechanics and the principles of motion apply in both. So the momentum acquired on the earth can help in rising up into the sky. However, when we talk about material life and spiritual life, especially when we talk in terms of material life being the material life as being centered on seeking material pleasure, and spiritual life as being centered on pursuing spiritual happiness, as pursuing spiritual meaning and fulfillment, then these two are not the same. They are actually, they take us in different directions. So when we pursue material pleasure, then what happens? Then we speed up. Oh, I want this, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want everything. And lobha pravrittir arambha karmanama shamah spruha rajasyetani jayante vivruddhe bharatarshabha. So Krishna says over here, lobha pravrittirarambha, lobha, greed, pravrittirarambha, that according to our pravritti, we feel impelled, oh, let me do this, let me do that. Karmanam, we start this thing, that thing, that thing. Ashamah spruha, and we have insatiable desire. Rajasya etani jayante, and this is characteristic of the mode of passion. Now, when we are in the mode of passion, we equate happiness with material happiness. And even material happiness, we equate with the images of material happiness that are portrayed by the culture. And today's culture is filled with the media, which is largely corporate controlled. So the corporate controlled media fills us with the desires and the conceptions of what will make us happy. And based on those desires and conceptions, we run like programmed machines chasing this product, buying that gadget, enjoying consuming this thing or that thing. And more, and because there are so many things to consume, so many things which promises pleasure, so we speed up. Come on, do this, do that, do that, do that. So when we are just becoming, life is becoming faster and faster, then we don't get time to think about what we are doing. But if you want to grow spiritually, then we need to first of all recognize what is truly important for us. And that requires us to slow down, to think. So then in the previous verse in 14.11, Krishna says that sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasham upajayate jnanam yadat da vidyat vivruddham sattvam ityuta. Vivruddham sattvam ityuta. He says, when the mode of goodness is predominant, at that time what happens? Sarvadvareshu dehesmin. The body has various doors, dvara. And prakasham upajayate. When all these doors of the body are illumined with prakash, with knowledge. Jnanam yada tada vidyat. That time when we have knowledge, that knowledge is, the doors of our senses are illumined with knowledge, then that is the characteristic of the predominance of the mode of goodness. So what does this mean? When there is light in a door, we can see who is coming in, who is going out. We can also see whether I should go out or there is some fall over there, I should not go out. So like that, we know what to take in and what not to take in. That is a characteristic of mode of goodness. So when we deliberate, we don't just see desirable objects and start chasing after them. Rather, we deliberate what we should be doing and then accordingly choose to act. By such choices, by such acting, we move forward steadily in our journey towards Krishna. We grow spiritually, we find happiness. Because when we deliberate and think, then we understand what is truly important for us. We understand our own material nature and we understand, more importantly, our spiritual essence. We understand that we are souls and what will bring us happiness is redirecting our love towards Krishna. So, by thus bringing ourselves in the mode of goodness, we can remind ourselves of that which is most important to us. And when we act accordingly, based on what is most important to us, we give due time for our spiritual life. And that giving due time to our spiritual life ensures that our consciousness rises upwards. 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 As our consciousness rises upwards, then we experience more and more the happiness that we need. Now, because material life and spiritual life, especially in terms of the conceptions of enjoyment, they take us in different directions. That's why the momentum of material life prevents us from advancing in spiritual life. And that's why we need to slow down the momentum of material life so that we can advance in spiritual life. Now, of course, spiritual life is not inactive. So when we slow down, that doesn't mean that we become lethargic. That is, lethargy is in the mode of ignorance. Whereas in mode of goodness, there is deliberation. There is contemplation of what is important. And after that, there is purposeful action. So even devotees are active and devotees also lead busy lives. It may seem that our lives are also very fast-paced. But if we have time for our sadhana, we have time for studying scripture, we have time for practicing meditation. And all these keep us grounded in goodness and raise us towards and help us to act in ways that raise us towards transcendence, not drag us down towards passion. So even in bhakti, when we are running around doing various forms of devotional service, we should not get so caught up in the practical activities of bhakti that we don't have time for contemplating on Krishna, for connecting with Krishna through our prayer, through our meditation, through our scriptural study. When we connect with Krishna through these activities, which actually bring us at least to goodness, if not towards transcendence, which require us to slow down our physical running here and there. When we just slow down in prayer, in meditation, in scriptural study, then whatever we do, that won't be in a material consciousness, that will be in the spiritual consciousness of service. And even the fast-paced action that devotees do, that will also elevate our consciousness and it will ensure that we move fast and rise towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.